May Rabbi say, if I could have your attention, I hate to disturb the learning. I let it go on for a few more hours. First of all, I want to thank everyone for coming. You made my day. Not much of a day left, but you made my day. I'm very happy that people actually came. I'd like to ask everyone to bring one more person next week. I'm very impressed. We didn't order enough Danishes, and I see everyone's here for the learning. Still some Danishes left. Still coffee left. I'm very grateful. Now, every week I plan to give a chabur at this point on Makis. I know many of you are not learning Makis, and probably many of you at 11:30 want to go home. I'm not offended. I'm happy that you came. This week I'll give the chabura from here. What I'd like to do next week is give the Makis chabura on this side, so people learning other things could be on the other side and still continue whatever they're learning. But today I think it's too much of a shift. I'd like to talk to you a little about the lumdis of Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Like they say, the yeshivish raid of Daf Beis of Masechtas Makis. And in my own way, I'd like to show you that there's a halacha lemaisa dika machlaikis, which comes out, and not only comes out, it was a big machlaikis at one point in Europe, from the lumdis of Daf Beis. The lumdis of this Mishnah is saying that although normal Eidim Zaymimin receive a punishment, before I start, one more thing I wanted to mention, regarding parking. I know that people have a very hard time with the parking here tonight. For next week, two things we hope to do. The shul on East 21st on the corner has a parking lot along the shul where you can park laterally. And I'm pretty sure in the past we had no problem getting permission from them to use it for parking. So next week, if you come, unless there's a simcha going on there or something, in which case there won't be parking places anyway. But if there are parking places there, you're welcome to use. You'll see along the East 21st Street side of the shul, there are parking places. The one parking place says reserved for the rabbi. You're welcome to take it. I come earlier. Also, there's some driveways in the neighborhood that have volunteered to offer parking. But that I can't be mefarsim. We're going to have too many people in the driveway. But you come over to me, I'll give you an address where you could park. Okay, getting back to Daf Beis Amid Aleph. The idea of this Mishnah is that besides regular Zaymimin, which are witnesses that say something and become Zaymimin and they get the punishment of the thing they said someone owes $100, the Zaymimin, they have to pay $100. That's simple Zaymimin. Our Mishnah says that there are cases where Eidus say Eidim, Eidim say Eidus, and you can't do back to them what they tried to do to the other person. And you have the two examples in the Mishnah, the case of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, and the case of Golas. And the Gemara of the Amid Bey is going to have two more cases. There are four cases here where you can't do Kasha Zamam, so instead, you give Malkus. Now, lest you think, as most people you learn this, you think, four unusual cases, not unusual cases. If you're Eidei Kedushin at a wedding, let's say somebody comes to Bez and he says, I was Eidei Kedushin at a wedding, and I saw Reuven marry Leah. And there's Zaymimin. What do we do to them? We say, well, you tried to make Reuven be married to Leah, so now you're married to Leah. That's not a Kasha Zama, I'm not going to make him be married to Leah. That makes sense. So that's also a case where you can't do Kasha Zamam. You can't do Kasha Zamam. Or another case. Two Eidim come to Bezdin, and they say that this man's wife was Mizana. She's also to him. And there's Zaymimin. So Vaiti, you can't do Kasha Zamam. What are you going to do to him? You make his wife also to him? Maybe that was his intention in the first place. You never know. That, what? But they say they did it without Asra. If they say she was Mizana with Asra, they're trying to give Misa. Say she's Mizana, no Asra. Like Bizman Azet. So there are numerous cases where you can't do Kasha Zomam. These four cases have Chidushim, so they're enumerated. But there are numerous such cases where Eidim Zomam can't do Kasha Zomam. What's the Shaila? The Chakira that we find in a number of places, in the Arsameach, the Mechas Chinuch, Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky in his Sefer HaMakis, the Stipler, the Chakira of this sugi is the following. When you have Eidim Zaymimin, and they say Eidis, and they're Zaymimin, and they're getting malchus. They're not getting the punishment they're supposed to get. What pshat in lomdis in the malchus that they're getting? You can learn one way that this is not zaymimin. They're not getting kasher zaman. It's a din loisana bereyacha it shaker. The Gemara will say on the other days. It's a separate din. If you can't do zaymimin, you give them malchus. So it's a loisana bereyacha type of din. Well, no. Maybe the chiddush of the gzeres hakasev is that by them this is zaymimin. By them, kasher zaman normally is what you try to do happens to you. Here, malchus is a kiyum of kasher zaman. In other words, they zicha get malchus. Under which category of dinim is it? Is it a din in a lav, leisan berech et shaker? Or is it a separate, or is it a kasher zaman dikadin, a din of zaymimin? There are numerous nafkaminis. I'd like to jump to the nafkamina the Beis Halevi brings. He brings a tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda. It's in the first chelek Noida B'Yehuda. Evin Ezer Simin Nun Zayin. It was mamish the shaila where Adam came and said that a man's wife was Mizana. The way the story it's brought out before the shaila they bring before the tshuva they bring the whole story. It was before Rosh Hashanah time and people came to the Rav and they did whatever type of confession, whatever type of confession they did, and one man said that he was Mizana with this man's wife, and he's not kosher for Edis. But the Rav looked into it, and they found Edim, witnesses, that saw the Znus was a long time earlier, but it came up now, and there were witnesses, there were people that saw that this couple was Mizana. What's a din if a woman is Mizana, a married woman? She shouldn't get Misa Bizmana Zed, it's not Asra. She's Asa to her husband. Asa to her husband. So they called in the Edim to say testimony. Now here's the catch. The Edim said they remember it, they saw it, they know it, it happened. When they asked them which day it happened, they said they don't remember. This is a couple of years ago. They don't remember the day, the date that it took place. But they were sure it happened. They were sure it happened. They're married for many years. It happened after the chasana. And you know, they could say within a month when it happened. But they didn't remember the day. What's a shaila? If you don't know the day, that's called Edis She'i'ati Yochel Azima. These are Edim. They can't be caught. No one can ever say, you were with us somewhere else. You were with us elsewhere. Because the plague is safe. They say, I don't remember the day. So you can't possibly be mazim these Edom. So there was a Rav in Europe who said that this woman is mutter to her husband because these are Edom Shiati Yochel Azima, you can't be mazim them, and that's a heter. If you read the Shaila, it's even more interesting because it seems the father of the husband was a rich man whose influence was very, very influential. They scared everybody. And he found the Rabbanim to give six different heterim, but this is the first, the main heter. That's Eidish Iyati Yochel Azim. The night of Yehuda was a takif. He says, not true. When people say Eidis, that a woman was Mizana Tachas Baila, you don't need Eidish Iyati Yochel Azim. Because the night of Yehuda holds that when you say an Eidus and you can't do Kasher Zaman, it's not a Zaymimin Dikadin. It's a Leisana Bereyacha Dikadin. You can't do Kasher Zaman anyway. Even if you catch him, you'll catch him, he'll say which day, and you'll catch him. You can't do Kasher Zaman. He only gets Malchus. Now, Yehuda says, it's not a Din Zaymimin Bechlau when you can't do Kasher Zaman. So all you need is Haggadah Seidus, and he paskin that the woman is also to her husband, because his Havana in the aside of this Mishnah is that by these type of people you don't need Din Zaymimin. By people that you can't do Kasher Zaman to, there's not a Din Zaymimin. You can't do Kasher Zaman anyway. Since he can't do kashrus zamim anyway, it's not a din in zayim. In theory, you could give a malchus. In practice, you can't. So what he's saying is, by zamam, it has to be able to do kasha zamam. By malchus, it doesn't have to be able to be malchus. You don't need that it should be able to be. The din be able to be is only a din in zayim. The Beis Halevi brings a night behud. He disagrees. He says this is a zaymim imdikadin. Just by here you get malchus, but it's a din. It's a einish of keitzer eidim nasim zaymimin. It's a din of eidim becoming zaymimin. And the Beis Halevi, what? Which taisvis? First taisvis. Okay, good. So the Beis Halevi says that it's a zaymim imdikadin. That it's a din. That Malchus is a kiyum of the Kasha Zamam. Since Malchus is a kiyum of the Kasha Zamam, so therefore you need Eidesh at Yochel Azima, and this woman is Mutter to her husband. Namarasa, they gave Asra, so it was Misa. Here they're careful to explain there was no Asra, there's no Misa. But there we're talking where they came to give Misa, so there's a nidain of Misa. Well, you give Chenek. Okay, there has no bearing on this case. Because there's a question of the motive of the Eidim. Here, there's no question. The Eidim only accomplish one thing. Because there's no Havamin of Asr. I'll argue with you about it soon. If you stay, there are two things on this page, on this daf, that are connected to this discussion. One is the taptaisis. Both the Nevi Yehuda and the Beis Halevi bring in the taptaisis, and even if you don't learn the whole taisis, just the first kasha and teretz in the taisis is a taisis is clearing what all the achrayim clear. It's always that way. You find the yeshivish clears. If you work hard enough, you see the rishayim talked about it already. Taisus asks, Amid nanu bishplaini shaben grusha ben chalutza, that it's Eidus shiati yachal azima. Ain't that Eidus? Because he can't do to them what they try to do. It's Eidus shiati yachal azima. Taisus, even though it says v'yeshleimer, if you look later, Taisus really has two terutz. One teret shtims with the Noid Behuda, one teret shtims with the Beis Halei. First he says, yeshleimer, Tiven the lichen have a kasha zaman. Vavashapa at Yochel Azima. Taisus' first teretz is like who? Like the base. Taisus says that giving malchus is a hazama dikadin. That's the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said that it is a hazama dikadin, and you have to be shayach lazima. Is it possible to be mazim then? Later, Taisus says an oydei shleimer about halfway down to Taisus, a little Rebbe Kivega star there. The Gabi Eidus Ben Grusha Chalutza Loi Cheshin Klabat Yochel Azima. Taisus afterwards says Beferesh Az Noid Yehuda. Taisus says that by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, this type of case, you don't need Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. You don't have to have it. So that really the Beis Halevi Noid Yehuda arguing about which of two of Taisus Terutzim is the Ikateris. It's interesting. There's an earlier Shuvan in Noid Yehuda where someone said Eidus about a marriage. It was a similar case. It was a case where someone got married and gave a ring in a house, and then they went to the wedding for whatever reason. The whole story there, he wanted to give Kedushin on a Tanai, but it was a private type of thing, so he didn't want to do it under the chuppah with the photographer. I don't know if they had a photographer by Nebuchadnezzar, but he didn't want to do it publicly. So he gave Kedushin in the house. And then they went and they celebrated the chuppah and the wedding. The Shaila was, Eidim said, Eide Kedushin. Do they have to be Eide Shiat Yochel Azima? The same Shaila. Do they have to be Eidim? They don't remember the day. They have to know the hour also. Eidim have to know within an hour either way, within 3 hours, they have to know the time. They didn't know. It's exactly the same Shaila that's Eide Shiat Yochel Azima. I've been eidei kedushin at weddings. If you can ask me now what the date was, I have no clue. No? In a wedding, you remember exactly when they got married? Maybe you have the venture at home, you could look it up. But that shaila is whether such an eidus is a kosher eidus. One more thing. The Gemara begins. The Mishnah starts, Ketzad Eidim Nasan Zayman. Gemara asks, Ketzad Eina Eidim Nasan Zayman in Vayalei. In this Mishnah, they're not Zayman in. There's no Kasha Zaman. So Gemara has a whole spiel. The Pnei Yeshua asks that even at the end, it doesn't really explain the Lashon, Ketzad Eidim Nasan Zayman in Vayalei. It's not really Masber why it says Ketzad Eidim Nasan Zayman in. It explains it's coming from somewhere else. We don't do kashas on them. But why it says Elash and Kate said Adam Nasan Zaymimin is still not clear at the end of the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua says, and you have to look at it if he's saying exactly this, but he's saying really that the Mishnah is saying Kate said Adam Nasan Zaymimin. You should know. When we give Malkus, you shouldn't think it's a Leisad Bereyach Adikadin. It's not a Zayim Adikadin. No. Kesev Nasan, like the Beis HaLevi. Now, if you look at Yeshua's Lashon, we can argue if that's what he means, but it sounds like he's saying, Kesev Adim Nasan Zayimimin. They are Zayimimin in the Mishnah, like the Beis HaLevi says. And it has a din of Dinei Hazam. So, to sum up, this Chakira, which is really a Chakira for the Perek, this Perek is 5.5 blot, and it's all Dinei, all the Dinim they have to do with Zayimimin. It's a Gishmak Perek, and that has everything packed into this Perek. The Chakira, for the Perek, there are more Sugyas that are Tali, and this is this Shaila. Throughout the first Sugyas in the Perek, where we say that Eidim Zaymim, that are Zaymim, and get Malkis, and they don't get Kasha Zaman, is that a Kiyum of the Dinim of Eidim Zaymim? It's a type of Eidim Zaymim? Or no, it's not Zaymim, it's a separate Isalav. And there are really numerous other nafkaminas. Maybe over the weeks will come up in the future with additional nafkaminas in the Shaila. So, yes. Is there a minion here that needs to daven ma'ariv? A raise of hands? Yes, I think there's a minion. So, whoever wants to stay for ma'ariv. Again, I want to thank everyone for coming. I hope we'll all keep it up. Good Shabbos to everybody.